Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者,但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢?我們也都需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the new series of Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
A lot of people ask us the question, why do you defend Julian? Sometimes there is a sort of confusion in the general public, even sometimes in newsrooms. So there is a need for a quick clarification. We do defend Julian Assange because he's prosecuted for his contribution to journalism. And his extradition would clearly have long-standing and severe implications regarding press freedom all over the world, in this country, in the US, and beyond.
This week, the High Court ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited from the UK to the US. The US won its appeal against the January UK court ruling that he could not be extradited due to concerns over his mental health. Judges were reassured by US promises to reduce the risk of suicide. Julian Assange is wanted in the US over the publication of thousands of classified documents in 2010 and 2011. However, his fiancée Stella Morris called the ruling dangerous and misguided, adding that the US assurances were, quote, inherently unreliable. She wishes to appeal the ruling.
This goes to the fundamentals of press freedom and of democracy. We will fight. Every generation has an epic fight to fight, and this is ours because Julian represents the fundamentals of what it means to live in a free society.
Senior judges found the lower judge had based her decision in January on the risk of Mr. Assange being held in highly restrictive prison conditions if extradited. However, the US authorities later gave assurances that he would not face those strictest measures unless he committed an act in the future that merited them. Giving the judgment, Lord Chief Justice Lord Burnett said that risks is in our judgment excluded by the assurances which are offered. In an emotional statement outside the court, fiancée Stella Morris said, for the past 2.5 years, Julian has remained in Belmarsh Prison, and in fact he has been detained since 7th of December 2010, in one form or another, 11 years. For how long can this go on? And next...
People died without that last touch from their daughters, their sons, their wives. Working in intensive care, I wept behind my mask as 3 children talking to their dying mother on an iPad begged her to wake up. Countless children now growing up without parents, while parties were held at number 10.
Last week, the Daily Mirror reported that a Christmas party took place in Downing Street on the 18th of December last year, when the UK was under tight COVID-19 restrictions. However, Downing Street insisted no party took place and that, quote, COVID rules have been followed at all times. A number of ministers appeared on television and radio to repeat the denials. But a source has confirmed to the BBC that there was a party, with several dozen people in attendance. A video obtained by ITV News showed a recording of a rehearsal on the 22nd of December for Downing Street's proposed media briefings. In the video, the Prime Minister's then press secretary, Allegra Stratton, is asked by colleagues about reports of a party. She jokes, "This fictional party was a business meeting and it was not socially distanced."
I've just seen reports on Twitter that there was a Downing Street Christmas party on Friday night. Do you recognise those reports?
I went home. hold on.
Would the Prime Minister condone having a Christmas party?
What's the answer?
Allegra Stratton has now resigned and an investigation into the other ministers who attended has begun. At the time of the alleged gathering on the 27th of November, there was still a national lockdown in force and indoor gatherings were not allowed. Any party at Downing Street on 18th of December would have also breached the government's guidelines at the time. Undoubtedly, many people are outraged. We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break. If you guys love this show, I've got something else that you're going to love. The late John Lewis famously said, "Democracy is not a state, it is an act, and each generation must do its part." Today, populism, extremism, and disinformation are short-circuiting our democratic institutions, and the consequences are dire. So what can you do about it? Join historian Will Hitchcock and media scholar Siva Vaidyanathan on their podcast, Democracy in Danger. Each week, they speak with brilliant minds and untangle the many threats the US and the world are facing. Find Democracy in Danger on your podcast app or visit dindanger.org. That's dindanger.org, or just look up Democracy in Danger wherever you get your podcasts.
Puro migrante que acaba de accidentar aquí en la entrada de la colonia del refugio.
This week, it was reported that 54 people have been killed and more injured after the truck they were being transported in crashed in southern Mexico. More than 150 people, said to be migrants from Central America, were crammed into the truck's trailer when it rolled in the state of Chiapas. The truck was reportedly speeding when it flipped on a sharp bend and hit a pedestrian bridge on the main road leading to the Chiapas state capital, Tuxtla Gutierrez. Pictures show victims strewn across the road next to the overturned truck. Witnesses who lived nearby and ran to the scene after the crash told the AFP news agency that she saw dozens of people screaming in pain, some trapped in the wreckage and others unconscious. One resident heard a man implore his badly hurt companion, "Remember what you promised your mother. Hold on." Witnesses say the truck clearly could not hold the weight of the people, leading it to topple. The impact of the crash had broken the container in half and ripped off its roof. It is one of the worst accidents of its kind in Mexico. Hundreds of thousands of migrants fleeing poverty and violence in Central America try to cross through Mexico each year in a bid to reach the US. Many of them pay smugglers who illegally transport them in crowded and dangerous trucks on the long journey. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Dina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.